knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
With a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a fun again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company too.
Jack! Jack, how long are you going to stay in the bathroom?
Until I'm finished.
Will you let me in? I have a date.
In here?
Jack!
Well, I have a date, too, and I'm not coming out until I'm beautiful.
Oh, Jack, your souffle is burning!
God, my souffle... Hey, I'm not cooking anything.
My mistake.
Come here, just for a second. Janet! Janet! Open the door! That's better.
You forgot your pants.
Janet! Couldn't you have waited till I was through changing?
Jack, would you please just answer the door?
Hi. Oh, excuse me, I'm Hank Thompson. I'm looking for Janet.
Well, she's still getting dressed, Hank. You're a little early.
Hope I haven't interrupted anything.
No, no, come on in.
Thanks. Say, who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm Jack Tripper. I live here with Janet and Terry.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, not really. Sometimes they can be a real headache.
Jack, could you sit me?
See what I mean? Yeah. Terry, this is Hank Thompson.
Hi. Oh, hi, nice to meet you.
Will you stand still?
Oh, your hands are cold.
Well, they're getting warmer.
Zip.
Zipping.
Hi, Hank. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, it was worth it. Oh, wow, do you look gorgeous.
Really? Hey, are those prescription glasses?
Hank, have you met Jack?
Yeah.
Too bad. Shall we go?
Bye.
Oh, Terry, don't forget, you're $15 short on your share of the rent.
I am not. I paid the phone bill.
Excuse me. I paid the phone bill.
Oh. Well, didn't I pay for the cleaning?
Yep, with my $10.
Well, didn't I buy the groceries this week?
No.
Nope. You're right. I owe you $15.
Excuse me. Do you usually have this much trouble with household finances?
Nah, only months we have to pay the rent.
What do you do to get by?
Gee, you know, Hank, I'd love to sit down and talk to you about all this, but I have a date. Excuse me.
I think my readers would be interested.
Readers?
Yeah, Hank does a column for the paper on coping with inflation.
And I would love to write about you three, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind. Not at all. Come on over here, Hank. Okay. Sit on down. Make yourself comfortable.
Hey!
Cheap thrill, Terry. You know, Hank, it all started 6 years ago. Feel free to quote me.
Jack?
That's J-A-C-K. You see, I was a struggling young cooking student who had a dream.
I think it would really be better if I just asked you all questions.
Yes, well, it certainly would.
Now, first of all, what made the three of you decide to live together?
Economics. It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, we save a lot of money on entertainment. We never have to leave the house to have fun.
As I was saying, it's a lot cheaper when three people share the rent and the food, the utilities.
But do you share everything?
Well...
Everything.
He's not interested in your fantasies. He's interested in the apartment. You see, I wanted a place close to the hospital where I work as a nurse. Mm-hmm. Hank, it isn't easy being a nurse. I am under a great deal of stress and strain.
Terry!
That's Terry with an I.
Would you two mind if we just stuck to the subject? Jeez. You see, Hank, I was living here in this apartment with two girls. Then Eleanor got pregnant and we got Jack. Well, not exactly. I mean, she didn't have jazz.
Hey, hey, excuse me. What happened was they begged me on hands and knees to move in with them, so I decided to give them a break.
Jack, that's not the way it happened at all.
Of all the egotistical things that you have ever said in your life.
Wait a second. Wait a minute.
No, yeah,
Hank wants to say something. He's our guest. Please, feel free, Hank. Go ahead.
Let's just stick to the basic problems, all right? And one at a time, please.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. It's not easy being one of the top chefs in L.A. That's Tripper, T-R-I. He said one at a time, Janet. Double P-E-R.
Jack, he doesn't care how you
spell it. The man is a professional.
Oh, I'm pretty excited about it.
Hey, girls, paper come yet?
No, not yet. Jack, why don't you go take a look? That kid never hits the landing.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Lucky shot, Arnold. Hate that kid.
Did you get it?
Yeah, it came airmail.
Oh, good. I can't wait to read it.
Here, you girls take some sections here, all right? Let's look. What, are you sure it's in today's paper, Janet?
I don't know, Jack, but that's what Hank said.
Oh, no.
What?
Burt Reynolds broke up again.
Oh, here it is, Hank Thompson.
Read it.
Penny pinching can be fun. See, one rundown apartment plus two knockout girls and an all-American boy equals one-third the rent and three times the fun.
Well, oh, he called us knockouts.
You can't believe anything you read in the papers these days. No. Terry, a nurse who'd quicken any patient's pulse, assures me that nothing happens at home to make Jack's temperature rise. But you can't tell me this young chef doesn't do more than his share of cooking in that apartment.
Hey, what is this?
Well, that's not true.
Maybe it gets better. And then there's Janet, who works in a flower shop. Now, this honey really keeps Jack buzzing around.
Why, that crumb.
With these three, it's share and share and share alike. And from the look on Jack's face, they do share everything.
Well, that makes it sound like we're...
Yeah, that'd be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Jack!
You know I'm kidding.
How could he write that about
us? I thought he was your friend.
Not anymore.
What are people gonna think when they read this?
Nothing.
What?
Oh, come on. The story is buried on the back page. I mean, whose life could possibly be so boring that they'd read the paper from cover to cover?
Open up, it's Ralph Burles.
There's your answer.
Oh. Boy, if he read this article, I better start looking for a new place to live.
Oh, hide it, Jack, hide it.
I just finished reading Hank Thompson's column.
Oh, boy, I better start packing.
Freeze!
Mr. Furley, we can explain.
It's a little late for that. It's all right here for the whole world to see.
But, Mr. Furley, it isn't true.
You bet it isn't.
What?
One run-down apartment. This apartment isn't run down. I just painted it 3 years ago.
Oh, thank God.
And then when I read what was going on between you and the girls, talk about your fairy tales. I hope this doesn't hurt your social life, Jack.
What a relief. Am I glad that's over? Woo.
What do you mean, over?
Yeah.
How are we going to go to work and face people?
Oh, come on. Don't worry about it. That article never mentioned anybody's last name. And you know how many flower shops there are in Los Angeles? And Janet is a very common name.
What? You know, he's right. There must be thousands of nurses in L.A. And some of them must be named Terry. I know because I am.
And you have been for years, haven't
yeah.
you? Look, girls, just take my advice and forget about that story, okay? Hey, after work, let's meet at the Regal Beagle. I'll buy.
Okay. Okay, Jack, thanks. I feel better.
Me too.
That's the way. Now, believe me, you girls have nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing.
You're right.
Yeah, we just overbehaved.
Okay, that's 450 out of 5. So there's your change, Mr. Hubbard.
Thank you, Janet.
You're welcome. Oh, I saved you a pamphlet on ferns. I thought you'd be interested.
Thank you. Of course, it won't be as interesting as what I read about you.
Oh, Mr. Hubbard, you didn't believe that article, did you?
Of course not. It was very kind of you to save the pamphlet for me.
Oh, I'll find it for you. I like to keep my customers happy.
I'll bet you do.
Hi, Terry. Terry, I can't seem to find those admittance papers for Mr. Chambers.
Oh, well, here, doctor. Let me help you.
Oh, huh? Thank you.
All righty. Will you excuse me, please?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Let me see. Would you look at this? Everything back here is such a mess.
Not from where I'm standing.
Here it is. Let's go.
I'm right behind you.
Talk about your lucky guys.
That is just so terrible. I cannot believe it happened to you, too.
Well, he did. He just reached over and pinched me.
Where?
Behind the door.
Oh, no. Terry.
Oh, I never expected this.
Me neither. I never thought those guys could read.
Hey, Mike, 3 beers, okay? Well, happy hour must have started early today. Except at this table. What's the matter with you?
It's that dumb article. Janet and I both got hit on today.
What?
Oh, yeah. And now those creeps over at the bar are giving us looks.
I'll take care of those guys.
Hey, Jack. Boy, did I have you pegged wrong.
You did?
Yeah. Hey, I gotta hand it to you, guy. You're a better man than I thought.
Well, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Don't you even care what happened to us today?
Oh, of course I do. What happened to you was... Well, when you got it, you got it. You know? No, what happened to you was terrible. I mean, it was degrading, dehumanizing.
Here we go! 3 beers on the house.
No, they're not.
They're on Jack.
Good morning, girls. No. Come on now. You don't have to apologize. That beer was great for my hair. It left it soft and silky. Terry, can I have some of your magical coffee, please?
Thank you.
In the cup, not in the hair, okay? Oh, come on. You girls aren't still mad about last night, are you?
Mad? Who's mad?
Oh, no, glad you're not. None for me, thanks.
Jack, how could you let those guys think there was something going on between us?
Oh, come on, Janet. It's not their fault. I mean, they see a handsome, likable, fun-loving kind of guy living with 2 lonely girls.
Lonely?
What does it hurt to let them have their silly little fantasies?
Like Jack Tripper of all the arrogant,
girls,
stupid
girls.
Things.
You're overreacting.
Overreacting!
Listen, as long as we know the truth, who cares what other people think? Susan, what's the matter?
You can take this stuffed animal you gave me and stuff it!
I don't suppose this has anything to do with that article in the paper about me.
You two-timing fink!
Yeah, that's the one. Susan, it's all lies. Girls, tell her.
Anything you say, sexy. It's all lies.
Every bit of it.
Stop that! Did you stop that?
Okay.
It's all true. Every bit of it.
Don't believe him. Don't believe
him. Oh,
them,
but how could she help herself? I mean, here we are, these 2 lonely girls living with this likable, okay, handsome, all right.
Fun-loving Danigan.
Hey!
You don't need this. You have enough playthings of your own.
Susan, wait, does this mean our date for the carnival is off, Susan? Susan! There goes the best bumper car partner who ever lived. Why didn't you girls tell her the truth?
Oh, Jack, what does it matter if she has her silly little fantasies?
Yes, Jack, you're just overreacting. I mean, as long as we know the truth.
Okay, okay, I was wrong.
Finally admits it.
Yeah.
Boy, I never realized how quick people are to believe the worst.
What now?
Oh, probably somebody else coming up here to smirk at us. I'll handle this.
Okay.
Go away and take your dirty mind with you.
Who is that?
My mother.
My mother!
I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you.
If you came to visit more often, you might.
Oh, well, Mom, you look terrific. Oh. You remember my two roommates?
Of course, Sodom and Gomorrah.
I think she read the article.
No wonder you don't have time to write home.
Listen, Mom, you don't understand.
You can tell me all about it on the way back to San Diego. Now, go and get packed.
What?
Do you have a nice suitcase? I hope you're not still using that bag you used in the Navy. It smelled of fish.
Mom, I'm not moving to San Diego. I have a life here.
Oh, I know. I read about it.
Mom, that's all lies. Janet and Terry are not like that at all.
Aren't you a gentleman trying to protect their reputation?
Mrs. Tripper, can we talk to you?
Tell them no.
No. Mom, listen,
now, go to your room and pack. I'll help you.
Hey, Mom. Mom.
Oh, my gosh. Alden, come in.
Mom!
Terry, I can explain about that story, Mom. This is not a wild and swinging apartment. There isn't anything going on between me and Jack or Janet and Jack or anything.
What story? What do you mean, what story? You mean you didn't read that the... So? How were things at home? Will you please explain what's going on here?
Well, I'll be happy to explain. According to the newspaper, these two have been throwing themselves at my son. I'm Jack's mother.
Well, that can't be true.
Of course it can. I'm Mrs. Tripper.
But the story in the paper must be false. If there's any hanky-panky going on around here, it's because of your son.
Mom, there isn't any... Hanky panky.
I knew I should never have let you move in here with
Jack.
Mother, just listen to me. What itsy-bitsy little moment.
Well, honestly, you never would have spoken to me that way before you moved in with
Still, Jack.
My Terry was always such a sweet, innocent girl when she lived at home.
Mrs. Alden, she's still the same sweet girl.
What happened to innocent?
Oh, I warned you against these big city men. They're all sex maniacs.
And I warned you about the big city women. They're all hussies.
Well, I never.
Well, maybe you should have.
Well, maybe I will.
Ladies, just a second. If you don't mind, I would like to speak to the sex maniac and the hussy in the kitchen.
Mom, will you excuse me, please?
Mother, may I?
Get in here!
I don't believe what's going on out there.
Mothers can be so close-minded sometimes.
Yeah, how'd you put up with her all these years?
I was talking about your mother.
My mother?
She's a troublemaker.
Mommy?
All right, you two, let's just stop it.
We're going to leave it up to Janet. Whose fault is it, her mother's or my mother?
I think they're both wrong.
What?
And I think you two better get right out there and straighten them out.
Not till she takes back what she said about Mommy.
I'd rather kiss a toad.
You look like you already did.
I do not.
You do too.
You have to too.
I'm not having sex with you two. Just grow up.
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
Janet, as soon as Jack packs his things, we'll be out of your way.
And Terry and I will be out even sooner.
Fine. Swell. Okay.
Sure.
But in the meantime, we could, you know, just talk it over. No, better yet, just let me ask you a question. Do you consider yourselves good mothers?
Well, I certainly do.
Well, so do I.
Then how could you raise bad children?
We didn't.
Well, of course not.
Well, then... You know, you two should really be proud of Jack and Terry. They're two of the finest people I've ever known. One time...
I can't help it. Every time I get around my mother, I feel like I'm 7 years old again.
Oh, Terry, listen, I feel the same way. For a minute there, I thought she was going to send me to my room.
She did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. Just once I would like to be able to win an argument with my mother.
You know, when I was a kid, the only way I could do it was to hold my breath until my face turned blue.
You want to give it a try?
Jack,
no, I know.
Think of something. Think of something.
You know, listen, Terry, I suppose if we started to behave like adults, they'd have to treat us like adults.
You might be right.
Yeah, so why don't we just tell them that we're old enough to choose who we live with?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, Terry, come on. Let's go out there and tell those mothers off.
Oh,
out of
Jack,
the way, Janet.
No, Jack,
get your own mother. We know what we're doing. Listen, you two.
You either trust us or you don't.
Darling, of course we do.
Sweetheart, we've been so wrong.
Oh, Mom. Oh, gosh, this is better than holding your breath.
See, Janet, I told you we knew what we were doing.
Son, can you forgive a foolish old lady?
Oh.
And Terry, darling, can you forgive an even more foolish, though younger lady?
Of course I can, Mom.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Now I'm just going to go home and stop meddling in your life.
Well, wait a minute, Mom. How come you stopped by?
Oh, I forgot. I was shopping and I saw this nightie I thought would be perfect for you.
Wow, wow, wow.
Flannel pajamas are so much more practical, don't you think?
You're right. Maybe I can get some before the stores close. It was so nice to meet you.
Yes. We must do this again sometime.
Well.
Goodbye,
Dad.
Goodbye, Mom. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Bye.
Thanks so much for the night. Come on.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Girls, it was just wonderful to see you again.
Listen, you've got to get Jack to bring you to San Diego. We just love having you.
Mama,
Thank you, Mrs. Tripper.
Jack, guess what?
Huh?
Guess what?
What?
I just spoke to that Hank Thompson, and he's going to print a retraction.
Oh, really? Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Froehling.
Yeah, he's going to take back everything he said about this apartment being run down.
Oh, and by the way, he's going to take back what he said about you kids, too.
How did you get him to do that?
Simple. I told him Jack was gay.
Well, I could have told him that. Jack always was a happy boy.
Mr. Furley.
Ralph Furley gets things done.
That's in the paper?
No, Hank Thompson's column.
Well, what does it say?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet. I thought we'd all enjoy the apology together.
Gee, Mr. Furley, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, you don't have to thank me, Jack. After all, I wouldn't want people to get the wrong idea about you.
Mr. Furley, could you just read it?
You know, you just got to know how to talk to those newspaper guys. You got to be clear and direct and make sure they get everything right.
Read, please.
All right. Let's see, here it is. Okay, listen to this. Correction. See, like I was telling you.
Would you please just read it and get it over with?
Hank Thompson wishes to apologize to the subjects of my recent column. Not only is the building not run down, but such improper behavior would never be tolerated there, according to Ralph Furley, their gay landlord.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.